If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Hey guys, today I'm here with Jackie Ellis. Jackie Ellis is actually my Facebook ads manager, and she owns a company called Jackie Ellis Marketing. And I'm super excited for her to be on the podcast today because we're going to talk about something that seems very, very scary to creatives, and that is Facebook ads. Dun, dun, dun. So Jackie, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit to everyone? Tell everyone where you're from, what you do.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me, Karina. I'm excited to be here. So my name is Jackie Ellis, and I live in the Pacific Northwest. I run a digital marketing agency. We run primarily Facebook and Instagram ads for creative business owners, really. And I love what I do. I am a creative person myself. And so when I connected with Karina and found out what Karina does, I was like, oh my gosh, I love to quilt. I love to craft. Like I'm like right in that, you know, arena. And not designer, but hey, I love all the crafting things. And so I get to work with really creative people. And I also get to dip my fingers into numbers and analytics, which is also very intriguing to me. And a lot of people, you know, that are creative don't necessarily love the spreadsheet side of things, but I think that's what's so intriguing to me about marketing is looking at the numbers and what the data tells us about the things that we're creating.
Yeah, I will admit, as someone who is a creative, I don't love data. Not because I don't love data, because it always feels a little bit mysterious. It feels like I have to be very precise and I have to be analytical, which is funny because I love my own spreadsheets. Like I like it when my own spreadsheets show me certain things and they tell me what to do and they help me understand what I need to do. You know, Jackie and I are going back and forth all the time on Facebook ads, like trying to figure out how much money I'm going to spend and what the, you know, how much it's costing per click. And I really enjoy that data because it helps me make good decisions for my future, but it also kind of sucks. I don't know why, but it just does.
Yeah. I totally get that because I think the numbers as creative people, like the numbers feel a little bit out of our control. If we want to create something that's within your control, you are creating from your own brain, something that you love, something that's satisfying, something that other people love. You know, there's something very satisfying to me, at least, about creating something. But when we see numbers, and that is like, okay, well, how do I fix this? Or what do I do next? And the answer isn't always obvious, or we can't just create our way out of that. You know, it gets to be a little bit tricky. So I could totally see that. But there's got to be a little bit of a combination of both, I think, when it comes to marketing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, let's take a deep dive back. How in the world did you get into this? Because anyone who is in Facebook ads or Google ads or any of these like digital ads, it's not like you go to college and go, especially for us back in the day. I mean, we were just signing up for Facebook. I remember signing up for it while I was working on my master's degree. So it was like brand spanking new and there's no such thing as ads and all of this stuff. So like, how did you end up here?
Okay. I don't even know if you know the story, Karina.
I don't think I do.
Let me see if I can condense this story. So I studied English. I wanted to be an English teacher and I loved writing. And that I kind of put that aside when I started having kids. And then I was a personal trainer for like 17 years or something. And I ran a health club and we needed to generate new members and new clients for the health club. And so that is when this was like 10 or more years ago. That's when I started to explore Facebook ads. And so it was like in the fitness industry. Long story short, something happened in my own health journey that, well, I'll just tell you, I've shared it on my podcast before. I had a heart attack when I was 34. I know.
That seems so insane.
I know. Well, I was really stressed. I had two young children at home. My husband works shift work and he's gone a lot. And I was running this health club and I just felt like I had to do everything. And it was just a lot. And I was very stressed at that time in my life. And I was out on my daily run and I had a heart attack. And if there's one thing, I mean, it's so cliche, but if there's one thing, something like that teaches you is like, reevaluate your life, how you're living your life. I didn't want to be a stressed out hot mess. And I didn't necessarily want to be spending my 9 to 5, or actually it was longer than that, that I was spending away from my children. I was rushing to get them to school and then rushing to get home, and sometimes not even making it to the house before they made it off the bus. And I was just feeling like I was not living my life aligned with my priorities. Like, I would say family first, but work really came first. And I think that was my body's way of telling me, okay, like, stop. You have to, like, it literally stopped me in my tracks. You have to change the way that you're living.
That is insane. I had no idea. Well, considering especially how healthy you are and how young you were, that is so surprising. Your body must have been really stressed out.
Yeah, there were little signs too. Like, I had this kink in my neck for years. Like, I would get in the car and like back up my car and I couldn't turn and look over my right shoulder. And people are like, that's not normal.
Like, you know what that reminds me of? A Zoolander when he can't turn left or whatever. That's what that sounds like. I can't look over my shoulder.
But I mean, the truth.
We're laughing about it, but it's like really serious.
Yes, but at the time, like, you don't know that the next thing that's going to happen is a heart attack. But my body was telling me, there's something that you need to listen to here, you know? And I wasn't listening. So it took that. So the funny thing is, when I tell people that, a lot of people get really stressed out by Facebook ads and by marketing. And they're like, okay, wait, so you had a heart attack and then decided to start a Facebook ad agency? Like, that seems kind of backwards. But the thing that I discovered was, as much as I loved fitness and health and all of that, I was kind of done counting people's push-ups for a living. You know, I was kind of over that. I did it for a long time. But I really loved marketing because I really loved messaging. And that took me all the way back to high school when I discovered that I loved writing. And I thought I would be like an author or something. I thought I would write Twilight, right? Let's be honest. I thought I would write Twilight. And that didn't happen. And I discovered I actually did not love just sitting at a computer trying to force myself to write anyway. So anyway, I found this other creative outlet where I could help other people create messaging that helped grow their business. And that's kind of where the Facebook ads came into.
That feels so like, that feels like that bridges the gap for me. Because when you say I was an English major and now I do Facebook ads, you're like, I don't understand. Those two things do not go together.
But they do.
But the moment you said messaging, I was like, oh, she's totally right. She spends all this time. Jackie, okay, we'll just, let's do some admitting right now. You guys know I'm a designer, so I care very much. And Jackie knows I care very much about the videos and how pretty the stuff that goes out for our ads are. I do not care a single bit about the copy. Jackie writes every piece of it because I just, it's not that I don't mind writing, but if I'm going to choose, I'm going to choose design. So Jackie really writes all of our copy, which thank goodness, because she likes messaging.
And you're like a dream come true client because creative, as much as I like tried to play around with creative for you and stuff, that's not my thing. That's your thing. And copy is mine. So we're like a dynamic duo. Like,
it works out very nice.
I know.
Except for when I'm late. That's the only thing. Like, she'll be like, okay, do you have your ads ready for me? And I'm like, no, and have all these great ideas and I want to implement them, but then I'm on the road for 3 weeks and then I can't get them to her. You guys, this is real life business. Everybody thinks it's like this organized, succinct thing. It is not. It's like chasing down and figuring out the fires and prioritizing.
Yes. I think, was it on a call with you, Karina, where I used the puzzle versus the Rubik? Okay.
You should tell everybody this. This is brilliant, you guys.
You're so sweet. I will share this. I used to think that business was a puzzle and that I was just trying to figure out where to put the pieces, like to make it complete. And once it was complete, it would just be this completed thing that would never change, you know? And it was very frustrating to me because it always felt like there was a piece missing. But when I started to think about it differently, I realized that business is more like a Rubik's cube. You change one thing and it changes something else. And when I could just, as frustrating as that might sound, when I could picture it that way, I became okay with it. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to shift this and something else is going to change, and not just to expect it to end up a certain way and be perfect. It's never going to be that way. It's just like so many things we have to do on the fly. You know,
it's so true. And just that idea of it being 3D versus 2D, something about that flatness feels like I can just put these puzzle pieces in place and it'll be great. But really what's happening is those puzzle pieces are changing as you're doing it. So that's really, it's closer to a Rubik's cube, because when you change one thing, it's true, everything else shifts. It's like, so Jackie tests will test like one creative piece that I've got with three different pieces of copy, because that it's really difficult to know what's the piece that's going to shift here.
Exactly.
It's very fascinating. It's super fascinating.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to ads, there's so many variables. And I think that's another thing is that I've had to change since I first started, just thinking about, okay, you know what? We're never, a lot of clients come to us. They want to know the exact one ad that is going to be their $1 million ad. And it's like, okay, well, this was the $1 million ad yesterday, but it might be a different one tomorrow, you know? And because our audience changes and Facebook, the platform changes, and your message and your ideas change as a business owner, you know? So things are always kind of evolving and we just got to stay evolving with it, I think. Yeah.
I need to say this because many of you are designers listening. Some of you are creatives and writers and all of that stuff. And you're like, Karina, why are you talking to someone about Facebook ads? First of all, I do think what we're talking about is actually just relevant to business. If you own a business, like this is the way business works. But the reason I wanted Jackie to come on and talk to you guys is because Facebook ads legitimately changed the face of my business. And that is because I didn't have a big audience. And most of the time, I tell people they don't have to have a big audience because I didn't have a big audience. But the little caveat to this was that meant I have to pay for my audience, which is happening through Facebook ads. I had to pay to get my face in front of the right people to build my business. And once I was able to do that, it changed everything.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I just want to point out too that you not only recognize that, but you weren't afraid of that, because there's a lot of fear for people to spend money to do that. And yeah, you created a situation very early.
You weren't there at the beginning, Jackie. I was afraid. I was very, very afraid. But you have to me, and I say this to my designers all the time, you guys, like, honestly, fear means it's probably important. Like if you're afraid of something, it probably means something, and you kind of have to delve into what that might mean for you. For me, if I'm afraid of something, and I'm not afraid of a lot of things, but like if I'm afraid of something, I'm like, it probably means it's the thing I'm supposed to do.
That's true. I like that a lot. That's so, hard to admit.
I was scared. Now, I did not break the bank by any means. Like the first time I ran ads for 2 weeks, I spent $700, and it was like, it felt like a monumental amount of money. Like that's the crazy thing. Now, I'm not going to say how much I spend now, but I will say I still get like a little, Jackie knows this, I'll get a little anxious. Like I'll just be like, I can't believe we just spent all this money. But it's an evolution of understanding what you can tolerate and also understanding the results.
Yes. And when you can see, just like we were talking about before we came on this podcast, when you can see what happened last month because of these efforts, you can go into this month with more confidence.
Yeah, 100%. I would love to hear any advice you have to people who are thinking they'd like to get into Facebook ads, or they are thinking about advertising in general.
Advice that I have about Facebook ads, I would say it is so easy to overcomplicate it. And it is so easy to try to gather all of the info that you can. Maybe this is just me. I'm definitely a collector of info before taking action. And I think this is just like, I would say like riding a bike, like you fall off the bike and you get back on and then you figure it out, right? And it doesn't have to be a huge expensive lesson, but you just have to start and you have to try to keep it simple. Everyone has different advice. And the thing is, everyone does it differently. And most of the time it will work. That advice that they have will work. It's when you try to take all the advice from everyone, it gets overcomplicated and then it feels overwhelming. So find someone that you feel like that you could learn from, or that works kind of like in your specific area, and just follow their advice, because they probably do know something.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Like, there are tons of resources. We're about to give you Jackie's podcast, where you can start to learn what needs to be possible for you. Because right now, this very second, Facebook ads might not be for you. If you're a brand new designer, it's not for you, right? You're busy working on platform and design work and all of that. But somewhere along your career, should you want to teach an art class? Do you want to teach like something that you know how to do very, very specifically that might be amazing? Or maybe you want to really promote your design work. We are talking, like Jackie and I have some talking to do, because we spent some time promoting my book, right? So that was like another thing that we did, where we were running constant ads on my book. We're getting ready. We just finished the short-term rental series, and we need to talk about running ads to the short-term rental. So it's not just about design work. It's many of you have lots of side hustles or different things that you're doing, and you can run ads to them. Now, those of you who are on platforms, I wouldn't recommend running ads to a platform like Etsy or, you know, Shutterstock. I wouldn't run. You need to figure out like, what are things that you need to run ads to? And for me, it's always to my website, to my platforms that I own. Is that correct, Jackie? Yes. Am I thinking about this right?
Yes. Good advice. I've even seen people that feature some of the things that they sell on other platforms on their website, so they can direct traffic to their site, still, you know, still get those customers to their site, and then it might send them, you know, somewhere else. But yes, that's a really good point.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else, Jackie, except for let's talk about your podcast. Tell everybody first the name of it, and then what do you talk about on it?
My podcast is called So Worth It. And it was just kind of a title that came to me one night, I think maybe after a glass of wine or something like that, where it was like, what the heck? I want to talk. And what the heck am I going to call this thing? So worth it. It just felt appropriate for where I was in my life. And it is for women, for moms, for business owners. And we just talk about what it's like growing a business and raising a family, and just kind of the behind the scenes. It's very casual and it's super fun. And Karina's going to be on the podcast as well. So you can come check her out. Yeah.
So fun. You guys go check it out. I'm going to make sure we have the links so that you can learn more about Jackie and what she's doing. I really have attributed Facebook ads and advertising in general, understanding that world, and not being afraid of putting some money down to kind of figure out what I need to do, to being a great portion of how my current business works, which has been really, really phenomenal. Jackie, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Karina. It was lovely.
All right, guys, check out the show notes and the description so you can link to Jackie's podcast, and we will see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.